happening? What's the latest over at the Y?
You know, it's been exciting. We've had an opportunity and been invited by Y National to be part of the 2014-2017 strategic planning for where the Y's direction is going. And I feel very fortunate. I was asked to sit at the round table of 20 CEOs across the country and help, you know, kind of establish the direction and decide, you know, what we need to do with healthy living. And it's exciting.
So what you're saying is that you were representing one of 20 Y's around the country, and it's the one here in our backyard.
Yes. And I was in Florida. They flew us in because most of the big Y's are in the southern areas, and they flew us, although Portland was there and New York, Rochester was there. So they flew some of us Northerners in, but it was great to sit around the table and, you know, look at demographics and look at trends and, you know, really analyze the data of what's happening in our country and then make some decisions about what kind of direction we need to take.
Well, there's a lot of Y's around the country, and how did the one for Marquette County end up becoming one of these 20?
Well, there's about 16,000, and, you know, I'm not quite sure we do tend to do what we need to do here. Mm-hmm. You know, we look at what the needs are in the community, and we look forward to, you know, trying to fulfill them and look for partners to be able to do that work. And I know that we've been, you know, the Live Strong program, the diabetes prevention program, we're real strong in early childhood education programs, our after school programming. So some of the pieces, along with our wellness programming, some of those pieces that we do, we follow the standards. We were one of the first brand to switch over to the Y brand. We jumped on the bandwagon. We were an early implementer. So we've really tried to stay ahead of the curve.
So that's really, in my opinion, a credit to you and the staff at the Y here in Marquette County, and all of the operations and outside operations and everything, that you're making it come together, that it's getting this recognition from the head office, so to speak.
Yep. It's great to have a team that really cares about our community, and then collaborative partners. I mean, we work with schools and municipalities and lots of other nonprofits and businesses, and that collaborative work is so important, because when somebody says, what do you need to get done? You know, we try to figure out how to do it. And a lot of folks don't even know there's about 20 events that happen in Marquette County that you don't even see our name on, but we provide liability insurance. So we're part of a lot of different things that happen that just kind of behind the scenes.
I'm curious about one thing. When you were meeting with some of these other of the 20 Y's and whatnot, a lot of them doing some of these programs like you're doing with the youth in particular, and some of the after school programs, or going into some of these other buildings and things that you've done, are they doing similar things, or are we really kind of seeing, are you cutting the wake here, so to speak?
Well, I think a lot of the 20 Y's, Wichita particularly, and Rochester and Dallas, and Madison, and our Y, we communicate and look at how do we do this work and how do we collaborate. And I think that those discussions, and when we go to regional meetings or when we get a chance to go to a national meeting, we sit around the table and talk about, you know, what are the challenges? What are the obstacles? How does this work? And, you know, yeah, it's messy. It's messy work when you work in this kind of stuff, and you just accept that. But we share stories, so we really learn from each other. So there may be some areas that we're, like our LiveWise program with Alzheimer's, that's kind of pioneering with the hospital and the Alzheimer's Association and palliative care. That's a really unique program, and there's really not anybody else out there doing that, but other folks are asking us about it. And when LiveStrong started, you know, and when the DPP program started in Indianapolis, a lot of other Y's were asking, what are you doing? How do we do that? And Y National facilitates best practice. They bring in, you know, Stanford University, they brought in Pittsburgh and the state, and they look at, you know, what are the best practices, and then they replicate. So really what it is it's a replication of great program across the country, and we've just been a recipient of some of that great programming.
Well, it also sounds like you've been a leader as well, and that's certainly something to congratulate you and the staff on. And we've said this on the program here many times. It's so much more than what we used to think of what YMCA meant. So it's been very interesting to see how this has evolved, and now you're getting recognition. That's great.
Well, it's interesting recognition. It's work.
Yes.
So it's not like
yes.
A recognized,
no.
But it's work to sit at the table and look at primary, secondary, and tertiary work around healthy living, and then individuals and families and organizations and society, and what does that look like, and what areas do you want to play in, and how do you want to do that work, and what programs are important. But it's based on statistics. It's based on evidence. It's based on, you know, our population. It's based on what's happening in the country. And then because of the partners that YUSA has established, the CDC, you know, these universities that do research, it's just amazing the people that are at the table that you get to rub elbows with.
Well, we just want to say, you know, good work and congratulations, and keep, you know, plugging along, because you've got always there's something going on at the Y, and I guess probably the best way to find out is to go to the website, which is
ymcamqt.org, or you can visit our Facebook page. There's lots of stuff there too.